It actually goes back several years. In 2004 or so, there was a pretty broad recognition in the AIDS vaccine field that the current vaccine candidates being tested, as they were going through these human clinical trials, there was still a need to develop better vaccines, and that to develop those, there were some big scientific questions that needed to be addressed. And the field really began to put a great deal of resource in some basic and preclinical science that wasn't around vaccine candidates per se at the time, but again, focusing on some of these big scientific questions about how the virus worked, about the structure of the virus. And what we're beginning to see is the output of that funding and of that research generating lots of interesting new approaches.
Can you give us some examples?
These big programs, one called the Center for HIV Vaccine Immunology, CHAVI, and another, the Gates Foundation-funded collaboration for AIDS vaccine discovery, and we're beginning to see the beginnings of the fruits of lots of labor. Those aren't vaccine candidates yet, but they're really helping to develop new approaches.
Over the last few years, I remember hearing some scientists say that there had been a lack of basic research. Everyone was going for the big discovery and that not much was being done looking at basic science. Is that the case here?
In a way it is, but I actually think there's a fascinating shift in nomenclature, perhaps we could say, in the field right now. And historically, we've talked about basic science leading into preclinical development, leading into clinical trials. And that's one way to slice and dice the vaccine development process. What's exciting here is that over the last couple of years, and in part because of the surprising results in the Merck vaccine a couple of years ago that were disappointing, and the equally surprising, but in this case positive, results coming out of the Thai vaccine trial, what we're seeing is an approach that doesn't say basic, preclinical, clinical, but rather looking at vaccine discovery and vaccine development. And we are seeing discovery efforts that historically were seen as basic science activities coming out of human clinical trials. I think the most important message coming out is that, well, all different types of research are important with non-human primates, with laboratory research. HIV is a human disease, and the human is the best animal in which to discover things about HIV and things about how to make a vaccine better. So we're seeing, frankly, human clinical trials really delivering some important basic science information. And I think we will, over the coming months and years, see a really interesting discussion taking place about how do we go forward in asking the best questions and answering them in the best possible experiment, whether it's seen as a laboratory experiment or a human clinical trial.